get you through the night. It's all right. It's all right. Get your money.
Time it is, we can let down our hair, the moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the river Styx.
Abandon our hope. The apparition is nigh. Daddy gonna give you something to drink now.
In the studio with Hardwood Forest Connor, we have Kelly Griffin. We have investigator Shelly Wright from Wright's Coin Shop. Shelly, how cool is it that we just got to talk to the director of a big Warner Brothers movie about a project that excited him? I think he's more excited about what we did than the fact his movie is coming out.
I think you're right. I could hear it in his voice.
And it's sort of like I was telling you guys earlier in the show. I mean, he is a sincere paranormal enthusiast. And the moment that he heard about our results, I mean, he was flipping out. He was like, this is amazing. This is awesome. This is incredible. So
he needs to come see us.
I guarantee you that'll be in the works very soon, and who knows where that will go, because now that, you know, we have some results, I think we're going to be able to amp those things up even more.
I think you're right.
And, of course, a lot of people are going to be coming in to Wright's Coin Shop now and asking you about being the brain power behind the apparition experiment. You, as famous as you are, you now may be so famous that you just have to leave Wright's Coin Shop. You might just get clamored. It'll just be a big distraction now. You're going to have stalkers and paparazzi in the parking lot, and
Mom will be like, no, she's not here. Don't you want to see some coins?
They're like, no, I want her to manifest something. Manifest $1 million.
I was just thinking that.
So, things are going well at Wright's Coin Shop, huh?
They are really fantastically well. We had a wonderful week. We bought a lot of great new stuff that people need to come in and see. Not just bullion, but also more collector coins. And I'm excited to see. I haven't even seen what we bought today. I don't always get to see it as we buy it, but I'll get to see it as it goes through my hands to put it out. And
so what did just big boxes arrive? And
sometimes
you just crack them open, and
Sometimes people will take out little pouches. Look at what I've got. I'm going to show you something. And, yeah.
And before anything goes on the floor, you take everything in the back room, you put it in a big pile, and you just strip down naked and wallow in it like Uncle Scrooge, don't you?
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly what happens, yeah.
You, your mom, your dad, you guys just go back and just roll around in all the gold and silver.
Yeah.
Like, okay, fun's over now. Put it in a little pouch. Let's sell it. So, okay, if people, you know, they go to Wright's Coin Shop because they want to turn their money into more money.
Right.
They want to know that their dollar is going to have some value in a year or 10 years or what.
Right.
How do people find you?
They can visit us at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road here in Asheville, or they can call us on the phone at 828-298-5402.
That's 828-298-5402. And people can just call you up regardless of where they live, and, you know, you'll talk to them about what you have.
Yes.
What is right for their situation?
Exactly. Everybody's situation is different. Everybody wants to accomplish different things. So you just have to tell me what you have in mind, what's going on, and I can steer you in the right direction.
So, Shelley, when is the last time you were in Florida?
I was 16.
Really?
Yeah, it's been that long. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, you know how, as I was saying before, we're always making fun of just how many of these stories come out of Florida.
Yeah.
And it is an interesting situation when you're down there for a week like I just was. And here it is, the Dark 30 Hour. And let me remind you, this is some of the material that's more outrageous, more controversial. And I haven't read all these stories yet. I have a nice pile here, and Mobius and Kuka, they do a really good job of doing research for me, especially when I'm out of town. And I've got to be really careful about how I word some of tonight's stories. They're that, like, graphic and perverted and demented and all those things.
Sounds fun.
Here's one from Lauderdale, Florida. There's our little Florida bell. And it's a Walmart story. We love Walmart stories, don't we?
Oh, yes, we do.
Nothing's more middle America than a good old Walmart story. 18-year-old man in Florida, he is sitting in a Broward County jail cell due to what they call poor impulse control. Mm-hmm. Specifically, he is accused of hanging out at Walmart outside the women's dressing room and then groping women's backsides when they emerge. And, of course, he was quickly taken into custody by the sheriff's department. And they said, you know, why did you do this? Right? Why did you do this? And he was very frank. He said, quote, her booty looks so good, I just couldn't resist touching it, end quote. So, a magical booty.
Wow.
Yeah. So the guy, he's been charged now with a touch or battery. It's just a misdemeanor. But you ever had a strange man just grab your booty?
I'm thinking.
Okay. Going to take a while to process that. I've been groped by a woman before, inappropriately. Forrest, have you?
I don't think so.
I was standing in a line one time, I won't say where I was, and all of a sudden, there was just a big hand, a big, tight, clenching hand, just boom. And I turned around, and young woman had my buttocks in her hand, and there was a friend with her, and they just started giggling and just looked at me like, what are you going to do?
Oh, my.
And I had nothing to say. I had no idea what to do. So I just turned back around and continued standing in line.
Aw. I mean,
I don't know. I felt kind of good after that, actually.
You said it like you didn't feel so good about it.
No, I was fine with it. I figured, hey, if I can make somebody's day just a little bit brighter.
Alrighty.
Why not? Here's one that's been in the news recently from New York City, and you may have heard about this because it has been reported a few times in the mainstream media. Apparently, there was a big New York City giveaway of vibrators. Yeah, ladies,
oh.
For ladies. And it was done by the Trojan Condom Company. And apparently, Mayor Bloomberg heard about this and said, you can't do that. And the city cracked down, and they were planning to give away 10,000 of these things from sort of like hot dog-style push carts. 10,000! And there are a lot of women who are upset about this. Here in the New York Post, there's a 57-year-old woman, and she says, I should have the right to get one of these. She says, I have a problem with the smoking ban and the soda ban, and now this.
So what was the problem? Was it a moral issue, or was it that they didn't have a proper permit, or what?
My understanding is this is a moral issue.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like, people who are there in the city government say, we don't want this type of atmosphere in New York. Yeah, like New York.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's such a family-friendly place to begin with.
You know, I already have a mama. I really don't need the government to be one also.
Yeah, they say that there were hundreds of women who were lining up for these things. I mean, come on. I don't think it's... I don't think anybody reasonable sees a problem with that.
No.
But, hey, that's just my opinion. Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Story from the Huffington Post. Oh, my. I'll word this one carefully. This is about a DJ at a club who stalks men that he meets at the club, goes to their home, breaks into their houses, and starts performing something on them. And these guys are waking up and like, what the heck's going on? Is it the apparition? Nope. This is, this guy is doing, just breaking in and doing this to men. And this has happened multiple times. So the guy who has apparently been doing this, he's now been charged with 3 counts of involuntary, deviant, sexual things. Sexual assault. That's weird, isn't it?
Yes.
How creepy and disturbing and nasty and sleazy is that? All right. Dearborn, Michigan. Let's see. Now, again, I have not read these stories thoroughly, so we're kind of winging this one a little bit. I've been out of town. A naked priest has been arrested for driving DUI with a laptop. And the guy, now again, this is a priest, all right? He's in the car. He's got a laptop. And you can imagine he's not watching Passion of the Christ here, all right? And what's funny about this story, this is just one example of a lot of things happening along these lines. Naked men continuing to do weird stuff. Now, obviously, in the extreme category, we have the zombies who are just attacking people and eating them. But even if it doesn't make it that far, there are all these stories that just keep coming out, getting odder and odder about, you know, naked guys breaking into buildings and doing crazy stuff. And, of course, we've all heard about Randy Travis, right?
Yes.
Randy Travis, you know, he's one of these guys who was busted naked laying beside his car. What's up with that?
I don't know, but I was very, very much afraid it was going to be one of those cannibal stories.
Randy Travis may be a zombie now. I don't know. He kind of looks like one in his mugshot.
Yeah, he does.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, I've got more crazy naked man stuff. It just goes on and on. We'll see how much I can dig into here. And then, what is this? Some of this stuff, again, I can't even pitch it because I have to think about how to word this properly on the FCC-regulated airwaves. It's the Dark 30 hour. If this is your cup of tea, tune back in right after this. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and you're listening to Speaking of Strange.
I'm around midnight, or at least that's when you lose yourself. Thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night. Dark night.
That's the Dark 30 Hour, the last hour of the show, and this is when we dig into some of the more outrageous and controversial material. Not for the easily offended, not for the kiddies. If you are connected to either of those scenarios, just turn off the radio. It's that simple. Or tune to a different station, whatever. This is our opportunity, however, to show you just how crazy and weird and deviant the people are becoming all around the world, and especially in our country, and especially in Florida, it turns out. And that's why we do this late at night on a Saturday. We call it the Dark 30 Hour. I am Joshua P. Warren. You are listening to Speaking of Strange. Remember the show brought to you in large part by the Sunshine Simple Solar Generator for the Home, created by my team and I. If you don't know what it is, go to sunshinesimple.com and watch the short video there that will show you what it is and how you can save a lot of money if you use it on a daily basis, or if you want to just have some backup in emergencies. Never runs out of fuel. sunshinesimple.com. Maybe I shouldn't say that. If the sun stops glowing, you'll be screwed.
Well, then you've got other issues to worry about.
So, a lot of crazy stuff. San Diego. And, you know, sometimes you start reading these stories, and it just seems really redundant, because it's the same type of thing. 25-year-old man accused of breaking and entering into a neighbor's apartment, getting naked, crawling into bed. I mean, he had tattoos and a mohawk. That's even wilder, huh? Imagine you find a naked guy with tattoos and a mohawk in your bed. That's scary. Imagine conjuring that up as your apparitional figment, right? They say that, he claims that he had heard a noise in the woman's apartment and went to see what it was. And he claims the door was unlocked. And so he says he went inside and decided, you know, I'm sleepy. So he got naked, got in bed. Innocent enough, right? You know what? They say this guy was not under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Did it straight, sober as a judge. San Diego. Would you hold that against the guy if he did that to you, Shelley? You came home and there's a mohawk guy in your bed?
I am one of those southerners, like you're talking about forest being. I would take issue with that.
It's just crazy. It's just freaky, you know, to think that that happens.
That's when you call it consciously. There's a dead guy with a gunshot wound in my head.
Yeah, that's how that story would probably end in our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, goodness, here we go. Gainesville, Florida. Police were led on a high-speed chase by a woman in a pickup truck. And you know what? She lost them. She lost the cops. That's hard to do these days from everything I see on TV. It's hard to lose the cops. What do they say? Nobody outruns the radio, right?
Yeah.
She did. But they actually found her truck parked. And anyway, so the cops came rushing in. And guess what? She was naked. And so the deputy said to this woman, "Why are you naked? Why were you driving naked?" And she said, "Well, I didn't stop because I was naked, and I was driving naked because I wanted to surprise my boyfriend when I got out of the truck." Oh!
Makes perfect sense.
Now I get it. Yeah, that's... Why not? Why not, ladies? Why not just drive around naked to surprise your boyfriend? What kind of redneck romance is that, huh? I need to see my woman getting coming just naked, roaring and ready to go right out of the pickup truck door. Oh, man. And she says, you know, duh, obviously I wasn't going to stop. I was naked. You know, it's not for you. It's for him. Okay. So she was arrested for eluding law enforcement, and she's been released on $5,000 bond. What's a girl to do? Here's one from Houston, Texas. A judge ruled a 37-year-old man should be allowed to go free on bond pending charges that he illegally used his cell phone to record women getting undressed at Kohl's. And his explanation was that he was sitting in the parking lot at Kohl's, and he saw some women go inside Kohl's, and he immediately knew what he had to do. He immediately knew, these are the women that I really hope go into the dressing room. Creepy story, huh? Says one of the women noticed him following her around the store. And let's see, what is this? And then saw, okay, apparently at some point he ended up in the swimming shorts area for men. And I'm getting the impression here that this guy changed himself into some little Speedos or something like that.
Ew.
Yeah. You know, I've never worn a pair of Speedos. Have you, Forrest?
No.
What, Jelly? You have something on your mind?
Speedos, no. Do not. I am not appreciative of Speedos.
Do you find these swimmers like Michael Phelps to be, a turn-on? They're all shaved and slick, and they're shaving off every fraction of a second. Every little pitter-patter, you know, everything's tight and bundled and slick. And Kelly, how about you? Does that do something for you to see a man who's been slicked down to that extent?
Slicked down with what?
Well, you know, Michael Phelps, he's a swimmer.
No.
Yeah, they put the little cap on and they shave off all their body hair and.
I've never been one for beef cakes. I like the more rugged looking man, facial hair. And hey, dude, I guess I was never one for the new, what is it called, metrosexual man.
Right. You go with the ruggedly handsome Forrest Connor types.
Exactly.
The guys who don't do so well in the water.
I can hold my own in the water.
I don't know. And next to those swimmer guys, you know, they got some kind of little wave move that runs through their body. They're like fish, aren't they? Okay. Let's see. What do we have next here? Oh, it's a story from Florida. Boy, we're just racking them up, aren't we? This is from Manatee County. 37-year-old man is in trouble because he pulled his shorts down in a yard in front of a family, including a 6-year-old kid, and took a leak. Understandable, I guess. You gotta go, you gotta go. What do we have next here? Oh, this is... What? Okay, Vietnamese airline fined for an in-flight bikini show. Says here, there was a production that was done to celebrate the maiden flight of this airline, and they got local beauty pageant candidates, and they did a 3-minute Hawaiian-themed dance clad in yellow and red bikinis and sarongs. But apparently this was too much for some people, and so they're in trouble right now. You know, it's kind of weird. We got to take a break, but I was thinking, you know, I've been on flights before long flights where they have R-rated movies that you can watch. And some of them have nudity. And you're sitting there and you're watching, you know, some people stripping down, and you're maybe next to like an old lady or something, and the old lady always cuts her eyes at you like, you dirty. Well, we got to take a break. I'm Joshua P. Warren. Dark 30 Hour continues here on Speaking of Strange.
Lave-toi, c'est décidé, laisse-moi te remplacer, je vais prendre ta douleur.
Американская фирма Transceptor Technology приступила к производству компьютеров «Персональный спутник».
Speaking of Strange, I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. We call it Dark 30 because, well, this is the late hour, and this is when we talk about the more outrageous and controversial stuff. Not for the easily offended, not for kids. So, you know, tune out if you have a connection to those scenarios, and just tune back in at the top of the hour, and I'm sure you'll find something a little bit more appetizing. In the studio with Hardwood Forest Connor, we have Kelly Griffin, we have investigator Shelley Wright, and you know, we're just going through this list, this little pile of stories about how crazy things are getting. Have you felt, Shelley, that, you know, as we go through this year, more and more chaos is accelerating?
Definitely.
Yeah. It's weird. And yet, you know, we read these crazy stories, and fortunately, I mean, it's kind of uncommon to experience some of these things we talk about.
Right.
I mean, we are looking at a big, big, you know, I guess, section of society here. So they're still relatively rare. And so what are the chances that they just keep coming out of Florida?
I know it. I know.
I mean, here's a story from Ormond Beach, Florida. Woman wakes up in the middle of the night because she hears something weird moving around outside in her yard. And she looks out and she sees this man in her yard, and he's wearing ripped up underwear. And he's walking around looking kind of confused and out of it. Now, of course, either Bruce Banner has just recovered from being the Incredible Hulk in your yard, right? Because, I mean, that's how he looks at the end of the day.
Right. Right.
Or something unpleasant may be happening outside. Why is a man in ripped up underwear scrounging around outside your house?
And do you really want to ask him?
Yeah, how does your underwear get ripped up? That doesn't happen usually, does it?
No.
Not usually. So, she called the cops, of course. The cops, they found him there. You know, they came, and, well, you know, it gets even creepier. Apparently, by the time that the cops got there, he had made it through her sliding glass door.
Holy crap.
And was, like, rummaging around through some silverware in the kitchen. Yeah.
She didn't have a weapon?
Guess not. Doesn't say anything. So, you know, the deputies get there, and they say, what are you doing? Are you doing this?
Just wanted some ice cream.
Yeah. What's the explanation? And a guy says to the cops, oh, I'm looking for my balls. My tennis balls. And they say, what do you mean? He says, yeah, I was doing some pressure washing earlier, and I got my clothes wet, so I had to put my clothes aside. And in the meantime, my buddy's tennis balls went missing that he uses for his friend's dog, blah, blah, blah. So they say the guy, he appeared to be under the influence of something. And so he was arrested, now being held on $1,500 bond. Yeah. Imagine that. Now, but you know, what if the Incredible Hulk is real? What if Bruce, well, you see, actually, to be honest with you, when it comes to the Incredible Hulk, I've always wondered why he's not totally naked. Because when that guy becomes the Incredible Hulk, when little Bruce Banner becomes the Hulk, he swells up to something gargantuan. How does he keep any of his underwear on? Any of his pants? I mean, I'm sure that statistically, if we're to scale or whatever, if we were to measure this, those pants and underwear aren't going to stretch that much. The Hulk should be naked. Somebody needs to do a really good, accurate Hulk. He's big, green, naked man. And, of course, that would be even more frightening, wouldn't it?
Yes.
For a number of reasons.
Oh, yes.
I think you know where I'm going there.
Oh, yes.
I never got that, how that, you know, he can turn into this huge giant, and then the next day he wakes up and his underwear is just a little bit split or something like that. I don't know. Let's go to New York City. New York Daily News. Gosh, this is a story about the boss from hell, they say. I bet a lot of people can relate to these kinds of stories. Boss from hell.
Yeah, I can.
You've got some stories, don't you, there, Mr. Connor? They say that the boss from hell, he's a foul-mouthed man, and that basically during a 3-year reign of terror, as they've worded it here, in a Manhattan office, that this guy not only was, you know, on various occasions just insulting people and throwing sharp objects and things, but at one point he just, you know, whips his thingy out and just starts urinating on his employees. So it goes from throwing scissors and shoes and saying, you're a blanking idiot and you're a blanking piece of blank and all this kind of stuff. Even at one point, just intentionally sneezing in somebody's face and blowing snot all over them to, you know, eventually just literally peeing on his employees. How does that go on for 3 years?
Exactly. How does that go on?
How bad is the economy?
It's not that bad. Seriously.
They say that he ran the place like a sweatshop. He forced his people to work 60 hours a week. See, I read stuff like that. I'm always like, oh, he forced them.
You can leave.
Yeah, exactly.
You can leave.
Well, yeah, it's like a mental problem when people believe that, oh, they're being forced to do something. At the end of the day, it is a free country. Unless somebody is physically, you know, keeping you captive, you're chained to a wall or locked in a pit somewhere,
mm-hmm.
You can get out of that.
You can.
So now there's a... There's a lawsuit against this guy. He's being sued for millions of dollars, actually. And so, I don't know, maybe that's being exaggerated, maybe it's not. It reminds me of this story, though. This is a story from Palmetto, Florida. We should just do the Florida show. Just nothing but the Florida show. And I swear to God, we're not out there looking for Florida stories.
They just pop up.
It just keeps happening down there. This is a nasty one. Aren't they all, though, really?
Yes.
Yeah. It says here, a Florida man was having an argument with his mother about the home they share. This is a 22-year-old man. He and his mother are supposedly going back and forth. And the, according to the smoking gun, the mother says they were arguing because he wanted her to pour him a shot of vodka. And she didn't think he needed another shot of vodka. And so they get into this big heated argument, and finally, and this is where the authorities became involved, he reaches over and conveniently discovers a big steaming pile of dog crap. And he just scoops it up and just rubs it in his mom's face. Now, if we were not on FCC-regulated radio, I would make probably some comments about being you-know-what-faced. Yeah? We on the same wavelength here, ladies? That's a bad relationship with your mother, isn't it? Just rubbing dog doo in her face. And so, yeah, that's when she calls the cops. And the guy's being held in the county jail there. Bond has not been set yet. See, that's why I don't have kids. Do I need another reason, really? None of us have kids. We've talked about this before.
Right.
Maybe it has something to do with the stories that we read. On a regular basis. Like, why bring people into this world to begin with? And then, B, how are they going to turn out? Because every time you read a story about somebody who does something really awful like this, you know that this is just the one that made the news. Okay? They've had a pattern of behavior that's been going on for years. Decades. That's how it works. So we're coming up on a break, and I've got these two last stories here that I'm gonna try to share with you. And again, you know, if I seem to be hesitating a little bit, it's just because I'm trying to figure out how to read these things properly. And that's one of the nice things about doing a segment that's for adults. It's like, if you're an intelligent adult, I don't have to spell this all out for you graphically. You'll know what I'm talking about. But hopefully if there's a child listening, they won't get it. We don't want children listening. The kids are growing up fast. They got the internet, you know. I mean, kids now, they're packing their brains with a lot of knowledge, and they seem in some ways more mentally mature, but they also don't have the life experience to put things into context. And that worries me. I've always said, growing up with the internet is going to show us once and for all whether human nature is more good or bad. And I have some serious doubts about how that's going to end up. It's the Dark 30 Hour, the last two stories tonight when we come back. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Speaking of Strange.
coffins come. The most perfect object ever created. Appear before me, creatures of the sea. Or a catfish, I'll take a catfish. By magical dolphin whistle. They see, you're holding your ear, Shelley. Now you know how everybody feels when you talk on the radio. Oh!
Ooh.
Oh, booyah!
I had just gotten rid of... I just gotten rid of my migraine. Oh, stop, please. I had just gotten rid of my migraine that I've had all day.
Really?
Yes.
You know what? I heard a solution for migraines is...
Blow brains out?
Is eating spoonfuls of honey. Have you tried that?
No.
Well, we need to find some honey then. Ugh. Women get migraines all the time, but men don't really get them. So now you just now mentioned that you've had a migraine all day.
All day.
You just now mentioned that.
Yes, and every time you blow that stupid whistle, it makes it...
Excuse me? You mean the most perfect object ever created?
Yes, the damn whistle. Yes. Well,
I am a little bit afraid.
Well,
what's
let's
that?
Ask this. Ms. Kelly, does that whistle bother you?
I don't hear it at all.
Well, see, she's the lucky one.
Yeah, she's the lucky one.
Way back in the day, Forrest.
Oh, Lord.
You know how I told you that I always thought it would be funny to make a cheesy movie, a B-movie called Cougar, with an exclamation point?
Cougar!
Now you can't say the word cougar because it's been...
copyrighted?
No, it's transformed into this sexual term for old women looking for young men.
Ladies.
Yeah, it basically like, you know, people like Shelley looking for guys. And, but we'd say, hey, what about a horror movie called Cougar? And the whole point of the movie is you're just watching some kind of mundane scene. Somebody's just, you know, watching TV or they're doing their homework or they're paying their taxes. And then all of a sudden, rawr, cougar!
That's some, like, overproduced voice saying cougar coming in as the cougar jumps out and mauls this person.
And just attacks the hell out of them. Just throwing them around like a rag doll.
You know how,
a
like,
horrible,
the old,
bloody thing.
That old Batman used to have pals, right. He'd have cougars.
And after 2 hours of that, people would say, I'm going to find whoever made this and kill them. More like an SNL skit. But I was hoping that maybe Dolphin! Dolphin would appear.
Dolphin and splashing sounds.
Yeah. Maybe we'll walk out to our car and there'll be a dolphin in the back seat. Okay. Oh my God, it worked. It really works. Okay, a couple of stories here. One is from Salt Lake City, Utah. And it's a story about a 46-year-old man who supposedly has been harassing a family, has been kind of stalking one of the young ladies who lives in the household. And they'd had an ongoing series of weird problems with this man. And according to the police, the story is, and this is from Fox13Now.com, guy knocks on the door. The young lady opens it, tells him to go away. At that point, he pushed his way into the house, began to just, like, you know, grab her and rip at her and that sort of thing. Her older brother heard the scuffle that was going on. The older brother comes to the rescue, but he didn't know what he was up against, because this 46-year-old man, playing real dirty, grabs the brother's boxer shorts, pulls him down, and bites him on the you-know-what. It's one thing to be kicked down there, but wow, that's... Nobody could see that coming. They don't teach you how to deal with that in karate class.
No.
Yeah, bit the guy right there. And so, you know, we don't know how bad this is. Well, look, it's any time this happens, it's bad. So he is now in trouble. He's been arrested and whatnot and charged with all kinds of things. It's pretty crazy. So here's the last story of the night. It's from Pennsylvania. And it says here, nay means no. Okay, this is about a man, 20 years old, broke into a barn. Okay, we know where this is going, right? Broke into a barn where there was a female horse. Now, there are only one of two things. Well, I guess I could say that. Maybe it's more, but one of two things that a man can do to a female horse. He was caught not doing the first thing you would think, but the second thing you could think. Do you guys have any idea what I'm talking about? Let me put it this way. He was using his upper body as opposed to his lower body. Okay? You get it?
No.
How weird is this? They say that there was... they recently passed a bestiality law because this is the second time this sort of thing has happened recently in Pennsylvania. Nay means no. And that's going to do it for this edition of the program. As usual, I thank Brian Hall, Forrest Connor, John Anderson, Mobius, and Kuka. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, we will be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. And hey, barring any ball games, tune in next week for a brand new one. You are commanded. I like to see you.